Good morning. What a blessing it is to be here with all of you today. I want to invite you to pray with me one more time. Dear Heavenly Father God, we praise you. God, we thank you for today and we thank you for your great love. God, I ask that you would open our hearts to your word. Open our hearts to the leading of your Holy Spirit. And God, may we be doers of your word and not just hearers of your word. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, recently, I've been thinking a lot about Christianity compared to other religions.
最近呢，我可能花了很多时间在思考我们基督教的信仰跟其他宗教的信仰。
And what I am reminded of is that religion is oftentimes focused on what I have done.
其他的一般的宗教呢，常常是专注在我做了什么事情。
It's focused on what I do and what I have the capacity to do in the future.
是我现在在做什么，或是我将来能够做什么。
When this is the case, every action that I make is judged on the basis of what it does for me.
当我在这样做的时候呢，我所做的事情呢，我都用是不是啊，我都来判断说这件事情能不能对我有好处。
Even my works of mercy or compassion, they will be attempts for me to be good enough.
如果我甚至给予了人家的关怀，人家的怜悯。 那是因为对我自己有好处。
Therefore, my motivation then stems from my desire to be a better person or my hope that I would remain in good standing.
我这样做的动机呢，是因为我希望我自己成为一个比较好的人，或是我有一个比较好的名声。
Jesus Christ, on the other hand, shows us a completely different approach.
我们主耶稣基督呢，却向我们显明了一个不同的方向，或是不同的态度。In
Christianity, we are not the focus.
在我们基督的教的信仰里面呢，我们从来不专注自己。In
order to love and serve like Jesus did, we need to look beyond our own lives.
我们要如果要像基督耶稣这样能够来服侍，能够爱人的话呢，我们必须超越我们自己的生命。
What Jesus does that Buddha, Confucius, or Gandhi cannot, it goes beyond teaching what we should do. Jesus goes beyond just teaching us how we should live, but Jesus actually gives us the power to live differently.
主耶稣基督不仅仅教导我们，我们应该怎么样的来过生活，应该怎么做，他也给我们这个能力去做它。Religion
says look inside yourself, but Jesus says look to me.
一般的这个宗教呢，说我们来从我们自己里面来寻找，可是耶稣基督告诉我们，我们要求他。And
so this morning, I want us to look at the Gospel of John.
所以今天早上呢，我要来读这一段约翰福音的经文。The
Gospel of John calls us to follow Jesus.
约翰福音教导我们要来跟随耶稣。And
we're going to see that in this passage in John chapter 13 that following Jesus means that we serve humbly.
在这个约翰福音这个13章里面呢，告诉我们说，如果我们要跟随耶稣的话，我们必须来谦卑的来服侍。
And so I'm going to ask you to turn to your Bible, open your Bible and turn to John chapter 13. I'm going to have Brother Min here read verses 1 through 17.
我们去翻到约翰福音第13章，我要来读第1节到第17节。 逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼将卖耶稣的意思放在西门儿子加略人犹大的心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。挨到西门彼得，彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”主耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份。”西门彼得说：“主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。”耶稣说：“凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一抹，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。”耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说：“我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，暂且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在的告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事实，这事就是去行就有福了。
Dear brothers and sisters, in light of this passage, we must understand that following Jesus means that we will serve humbly.
弟兄姐妹们，我们这段经文的意义是什么呢？就是说我们要跟随主耶稣基督的话，我们必须来谦卑的服侍。
And when we look at these first five verses, we see that Jesus gives us a pattern for humble service.
这段经文里面呢，主耶稣基督让我们有一个榜样，如何来谦卑的服侍。
Starting in the very first verse, we see the time of this event. It's taking place during the Passover celebration.
我们从这第一节看得出来，这件事情发生在要过逾越节的时候。
Now this is so much more than just telling us the time of year that this is taking place.
这个远远超过告诉我们这个时间。
This is a powerful foreshadowing of what Jesus was about to do.
这件事情是预表了主耶稣要做什么事情。
Remember that the Jewish Passover commemorates how God saved the Israelites from Egypt.
我们知道这个逾越节是来纪念神怎样来拯救以色列人，从埃及人中来拯救以色列人。
And more specifically, when God was going to kill all the firstborn in Egypt because Pharaoh would not set Israel free.
因为埃及的法老不愿意把以色列人释放，所以呢，神要击杀所有埃及的全地的这个长子。
God told the Israelites what to do so that their homes would be passed over, so that they would be saved.
神教导这个以色列怎么做呢？所以这样做的话呢，他们就可以被他们那个击杀就会越过他们的家，然后他们得到拯救。
He told them, sacrifice a lamb and put the blood of the lamb on their doorpost so that they would be saved.
所以他教导他们要宰杀一只羔羊，然后把羔羊的血呢涂在这个门框上面，他们这样就可以得救。
You see, the timing here points us to the upcoming sacrifice of the Lamb of God who will take away the sins of the world.
所以逾越节呢也是一个时间来预表我们主耶稣基督呢就要上十字架为我们的罪而受死。
The book of John up to this chapter 13 has been building to this point, the moment when Jesus would hang on the cross for our sake.
约翰福音呢从第一章开始直到这个十三章呢一直在建立一个信息，就是主耶稣基督要为我们的罪而来受死。
But let's look back at this passage. It was Passover time, and Jesus knew his time to go to the cross was near.
我们再回到这一章前面耶稣知道他的时候快到了，因为耶稣就要上十字架了。
And what do we read? We read, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
他也知道 这个耶稣知道自己转归父的时候到了，他既然爱世间归属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Now this is really important because when we see this, we learn so much about who Jesus is.
因为我们从这段经文呢，我们就可以更深刻的认识耶稣是怎么样的一个人。
And one of the first things that we see is that Jesus serves because Jesus loves.
因为耶稣他爱，所以他服侍。
Jesus loved the disciples to the end. What does this mean?
他既然爱他一直爱他们，爱他们的这个门徒到底，这是什么意思呢？
This means that he would love them to completion. He would see things through all the way until the end.
就是表示说他们是耶稣是完完全全的爱他的门徒，而且会一直到最后的末了。
Love is part of who Jesus is.
耶稣基督呢，本身就是一个爱。
We look back in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3. It says, The Lord appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness.
在耶利米书31章3节这么说，耶和华向以色列显现说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
Love is the motivation for humble service. Jesus serves because Jesus loves.
这个我们能够谦卑服侍的源头呢，就是爱。主耶稣基督就是爱。
What is love?
什么是爱呢？
Love is willingly sacrificing for the benefit of someone else.
什么是爱呢？爱就是愿意为别人的利益来牺牲自己。
And an early missionary once said this, you can always give without loving, but you can never love without giving.
有一个传道人这么说，你可以来没有爱而可以付出，可是你绝对不可能有爱而不付出。
Oftentimes, when I think about what I do for others, I realize I do a lot of things out of obligation or selfish reasons.
我也常在想，我常常为别人付出，可是那个付出的这个动机呢，是因为我自己的好处，或是因为我有这个义务来这样做。
I do things because I think it's a good thing to do.
有时候我做一件事情呢，我认为是那是一件好事去做。
I do things because I think I should do them.
有时候我做事情应该是我觉得我必须做或者应该做的。
I do things in fear of what other people might think about me if I don't do them.
有时候我怕别人觉得我是一个不好的人，所以我去做它。
I do things so my wife will stop asking me to do things.
所以我做一些事情呢，这样的话呢，我太太就不会一直要求我去做。
I do things often because that's my responsibility.
很多时候，因为那是我的责任。
But is this the right motivation?
可是这样的一个心态是不是对的呢？
Remember, Jesus serves because Jesus loves.
记得这个主耶稣服侍，因为他爱。
What does John 3:16 say? It says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
约翰福音3:16我们都很熟啊，因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子都赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Jesus loved the disciples until the end. He loved them all the way to the cross.
耶稣爱他们的门徒到底，最后爱到最后，他自己上了十字架。
When we love, we will serve.
当我们如果有爱的时候，我们自然就会去服侍。
So what else do we see here about Jesus when we look at this passage?
我们再看看这个耶稣到底还做了什么其他的事情呢？
You look at verse 2, Jesus knew Judas would betray him. Jesus was all knowing.
我们看第二节就知道，耶稣知道这个犹大会出卖他。
We see that Jesus was God. Jesus had all authority. Jesus had all power in verse 3.
你看耶稣在这个第三节他就知道，我们耶稣呢是有所有的权柄，有所有的能力的。
We also see that Jesus is the Son of God and he's getting ready to return to the Father.
告诉我们说，是的，耶稣是从神出来的，又要回到神那里去。
Jesus is about to be betrayed, captured, put on trial, tortured, and crucified.
耶稣马上就要被抓了，然后被审判，然后被折磨，被虐待，然后最后要被钉十字架。
And these are his last moments with his disciples, the ones that he loves perfectly.
这个时候呢，就是他最后的时刻，可以跟他跟他的这个门徒在一起的时候。
And so what does he do?
他做了什么事情呢？
What does verse 4 and 5 say?
第四节跟第五节说什么呢？
It says that he got up, he wrapped a towel around his waist, he poured water into a bucket, and he began to wash the disciples' feet.
就说他一起站起来，就脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，然后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己的所束的手巾擦干。
Of all the things that Jesus would choose to do before he's crucified on the cross, he chooses to wash the disciples' dirty, stinky, nasty feet.
在耶稣被钉十字架以前，他有这么多的事情可以做，可是他偏偏选择了去洗那门徒肮脏的恶臭的脚。
Jesus takes off his garment, he wraps a towel around his waist. That was the preparation of a servant.
当耶稣把这个外衣脱掉，然后把毛巾束在腰上，这是一个仆人在做准备的事情。
And it was the lowliest servant that would have this responsibility to wash the guest's feet.
在这个那时候呢，只有最低级的仆人，最低贱的仆人呢，才去洗客人的脚。
But who are we talking about here? This is Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Savior of the world.
可是我们这个耶稣呢？却是怎么样？却是万王之王，是我们万主之主，是我们全能的神。
So what else do we see by Jesus' humble service?
所以我们从耶稣基督的这谦卑的服事里面呢，我们学到了什么？
We see here that no one is above serving.
我们可以看到，没有人可以凌驾于服事之上。
Pride leads us to think that we are too good to serve in that way.
有时候因为我们的骄傲，我们认为我们不能去做这样的服事。
Jesus here does not deny his identity.
主耶稣这里并没有这个拒绝或放弃他自己的身份。
But more so, Jesus displays his character by serving these imperfect people.
可是他这样做呢，他还是去服侍那些我们不完全的人。
If our Lord and Savior, our Master, Jesus Christ will humbly serve others, then we are not exempt from serving others.
当我们这个全能的主耶稣基督这样尊贵的去服侍那些低贱的人，我们没有人可以免于不服侍。
I'm going to ask men to read Mark chapter 10, verses 42 through 45. Mark chapter 10.
我们来一起来读这个，我们来看看这个马可福音第十章42到45节。耶稣叫他们来对他们说，你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是在你们中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的佣人，在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。因为人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Dear brothers and sisters, we must beware the excuses that we make for not serving others.
我们必须要提防我们这些不好的心态，不用很多这个理由来不去服侍他人。
How many of you have ever thought this or maybe even said this out loud? I am too old to serve in that way. Those younger people need to do that.
你们有哪些人说我已经年纪太大了去做这样的服事，让那些年轻人去做这样的服事吧。
I've thought that before.
说我都这样想过。
How many of you have ever thought that, I'm too young to do that. The older people should do that.
我们有些人说的是，有些人会想说，我太年轻了，我不能做这样的服事，让那些老一辈的去做这样的服事。
I've said that before.
我也是这样想过。
How many of you have ever thought or have ever said, I've done that before already, it's someone else's job now.
你们是不是有这样想过？我已经做过那这样的侍奉了，让别人再去做同样的侍奉吧。
Dear brothers and sisters, nothing kills selfless service like pride.
弟兄姐妹们，没有事情能像骄傲这样来扼杀你的服事的扼杀你的服事。
Our Lord Jesus Christ did not come to be served, He came to serve.
我们主耶稣基督是来服事人，不是被服事。
Not only is no one above serving, but no one is below being served.
不仅仅是没有人可以免除于服事，而且也没有人这么低贱到说不能被服事。
Everybody, every single person has value because God is our Heavenly Father. God is our Creator.
因为神是我们的所有人的父亲，也是我们所有人的造物主，所以每个人都有他的价值在。
Okay, I have a test for you.
我可以来考考你们。
How many pairs of feet did Jesus wash?
你想想看，这个耶稣洗了几双的脚。
The answer is we don't know. It doesn't tell us.
这圣经里面告诉我们洗了几双的脚。
But we do know that the disciples were there and he washed their feet.
我们知道所有的门徒坐在那里，当他洗他们的脚的时候。
That includes Judas.
包括犹大。
He was there and Jesus washed his feet.
他在那里，耶稣也洗了他的脚。
You know the one Judas that would betray Jesus?
你知道犹大马上就要来出卖耶稣了。
Oftentimes I ask myself, would I have washed Judas's feet?
我常常问我自己，在这种情况下，我会洗犹大的脚吗？
Would I wash his feet if I knew that he was going to betray me?
我会，因为我知道他要出卖我，我还会洗他的脚吗？
Well, Jesus washed his feet just as Jesus washed Peter, James, and John's feet.
就耶稣也是洗了犹大的脚，就好像耶稣洗了约翰。雅各跟彼得的脚。
In Matthew chapter 25, verse 40 says, The king will reply, Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
在马太福音25章40节这么说，王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既做在我这弟兄中的一个最小的身上，就是做在我身上。
You know, oftentimes,We have homeless people come to the church asking for help.
常常我们都有一些无家可归的人来到教会请求帮助。
And I cannot tell you how many times my mind jumped straight to a negative thought.
我不可以告诉你们多少次我的心念呢就是到一个很负面的程度。
Sometimes I'm tempted to think, ah, they are too dirty, they're too smelly, they don't deserve help.
Yeah, 有时候我在想，他们又脏又臭，他们不值得我来帮助。
Or I wish that someone else would just go help them. Why do I have to deal with them?
有时候他们为什么不让别人去帮助他，而是由我来帮助他们呢？
But see, it's in that moment that I have to confess my sin.
就在那个时候。我必须承认我有罪了。
Because it's in that moment that I am reminded of the example of Jesus Christ, the example of humble service.
就在那个时候呢我就被提醒主耶稣基督谦卑的服事。
You see, not only does Jesus give us the example of humble service, but Jesus gives us the power to serve humbly.
耶稣基督不仅仅给我们一个谦卑服事的榜样。他也给我们能力去做谦卑的服事。
You see, in all throughout history, I'm sure we can find countless examples of humble service.
在整个历史上，我们可以相信，我们可以找到许多许多的谦卑的服事。
But what sets Jesus apart?
但有什么让耶稣基督特别的突出呢？
Well, what sets Jesus apart is that He is God.
为什么基督耶稣特别不一样？因为他是神。
And not only does he give us an example and command us to do the same.
他不仅给我们一个榜样，他也要求我们做一样的事情。
But he also gives us the power to do everything that he has commanded us to do.
他也给我们这个能力啊，去做他要求我们做的服事。
And we must understand that humble service is only possible because of the gospel.
啊，因为这个我们要能够这个来做谦卑的服事呢，啊，我们必须要认识这个福音。
When you look at verses 6 through 11, Peter did not understand the good news.
啊，在第六节到第十节呢，十一节的地方啊，这个彼得并不了解耶稣为什么要这样做。
He didn't understand what Jesus was doing.
他不知道主耶稣在干嘛。
On the cross, Jesus would wash away our sins.
他不知道主耶稣在十字架上要把我们的罪来洗净。
The gospel, it means that Jesus came and paid the price for our sins.
这福音就是主耶稣来要洗净我们的罪。
And now because of what he did on the cross, conquering death, taking the consequences of our sin, we now have new life in him.
因为主耶稣基督在十字架上他背负了我们担当我们的罪而受死，所以我们呢可以被拯救。
And if we have new life in Jesus Christ, we must live.
既然我们从主耶稣那里得到了新的生命，我们必须就好好的来活着生命。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
加拉太书二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不是在是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
The gospel is such great news, and it's so essential to the Christian life because it points to what God has done.
这个福音呢是多么的重要，对我们的这个是多么的一个基本的要义，对我们基督徒来说，因为它指出神为我们做了什么事情。
You see, in Christ we have eternal life, and that means that day by day.His character is being produced in us.
在主耶稣基督里有永恒的生命，在每一天每一天我们就慢慢活出主耶稣的样子。
In Christ, we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, molding and making us to be more and more like Him.
因为我们相信主耶稣基督，所以圣灵在我们里面每一天每一天都在建造我们，让我们能够有一个主耶稣的样子。
Serving humbly like Jesus is possible only because of what Jesus has done.
我们能够像主耶稣这样的谦卑的服事呢，是因为主耶稣为我们做了这些事情。
Humble service requires desire, not duty.
我们要能够谦卑的服事，必须要有渴望这样的服事，而不是因为我们必须是有责任这样做。
Where do your desires come from?
怎么你的渴望或你的希望是从哪里来呢？
Your desires come from your heart, your innermost being.
你的渴望是从自己的内心最自我的里面出来的。
Where the motivation for humble service is love, the source of humble service comes from our heart.
我们的动机是因为我们爱，所以我们可以这样的服事是因为从我们的心里面生出来的。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16 through 17. So from now on we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here.
哥林多后书5章16到17节这样说。所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，变成新的了。
Dear brothers and sisters, we must search our hearts and make sure that duty is not the main reason why we serve.
我们必须做一个弟兄姐妹们，我们必须在好好的这个寻求我们自己的心我们服事并不是因为我们的责任。
You see, it's only because God loved us first that we can love.
是因为神先爱了我们，所以我们可以爱。
Dear brothers and sisters, we also must see that humble service delights in difficulty.
我们也看到这个服侍的人呢，遇到谦卑服侍的人呢，遇到的困难都会觉得喜乐。
Now, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that all followers of Jesus, that as a follower of Jesus, we have to act happy all the time, even when we're hurting.
我不要误会我，我并不是说我们耶稣基督的跟随者呢，我们基督徒必须永远表现得很快乐一样，虽然我们碰到了很痛苦或伤害的事情。
I would like for you to turn and look here at 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们看到这个哥林多后书六章。
And look at what the Apostle Paul here is sharing with us. I'm just going to read verses 8 through 10. Through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as imposters, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything.
我们看看在这里保罗跟我们分享了什么事情呢？保罗说：“荣耀羞辱，恶名美名，似乎是诱惑人的，却是诚实的；似乎不为人知的，却是人所共知的；似乎要死，却是活着；似乎受责罚，却是不至于丧命的；似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的；似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的；似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。”
The Apostle Paul is considered one of the greatest followers of Jesus to have ever lived.
使徒保罗。是可以说是最伟大的一个耶稣的跟随者。
And yet, when you read this passage, you see the type of life that he lived.
当我们读到这段经文，就知道他是过了一个什么样的生活。
How many of us would choose this life?
你会不会选择像保罗这样的生活呢？
If we were honest, maybe not many of us.
我们如果诚实。来看的话呢，我相信我们很多人不愿意过像保罗这样的生活。
But I encourage you, dear brothers and sisters, to look a little closer here.
弟兄姐妹们，我鼓励你们我们再往更深入的看一下。
Because in the midst of all the suffering, in the midst of all the pain, in the midst of all the horrible things that are happening to him, look at what Paul says.
在保罗这样受了那么多的苦难，那么多的患难，那么多的痛苦，看他保罗说了什么事情。
In verse 10, he says, sorrowful, yet always rejoicing.
在第十节他说，似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的。
How could the Apostle Paul possibly rejoice?
使徒保罗怎么样能够快乐呢？
It's not because he understood everything about his circumstances.
并不表示保罗知道他所有的周围的状况。
It's not because he was safe and comfortable here on earth.
并不是他因为在这个地球上呢很安全又有很舒适。
Paul can rejoice in suffering because he understands and trusts in the person and the character of Jesus Christ.
他能够喜乐呢，是因为他完完全全的相信主耶稣基督。
You see, is our trust in Jesus?
看到没？是在我们。如何的相信主耶稣基督？
Is he the Lord of your life? Is he the King of your life?
如果主耶稣基督是你的生命的主，也是生命的王。
You see, if Jesus is the King, if Jesus is our Savior, then let's continue to trust him with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding and acknowledge him in every way.
所以呢，如果你真正的这个相信主耶稣基督的话呢？你就要专心的来仰赖他，不可依靠自己的聪明。
Because we see in God's word that there will be a day that Jesus will come back.
我们如果相信神，我们也相信主耶稣基督，他会再回来。
There will be a day when we see Jesus face to face that everything will be made clear.
我们有一天会面对面跟主耶稣基督面对面。来相见，我们就会了解一切的事情。
There will be a day of perfect joy where we will see the greatness of our Lord.
有一天我们会 欢欢喜喜地看到主耶稣基督的伟大。
So dear church, I want to ask you, are you following Jesus through humble service?
我要问问弟兄姐妹啊，这个教会是不是啊，你愿意来谦卑服事，来跟随主呢？
He set the example and he gives us the power to do it.
他给我们一个榜样，他也给我们的能力来谦卑的服事。
And so I want to ask you this question, this last question. Does your service show that you follow Jesus Christ?
这最后一个问题就是是不是你们的服事有没有显现出你们在跟随主耶稣基督呢？
I want to share with you this last story.
我要来分享最后一个故事。
There is a Bible translator that went to Brazil. His name was Doug Meelan.
有一个是一个专门翻译圣经的一个人叫做 Doug Meelan.
He moved to a village in Brazil with his family, and he was referred to by the village people, by the natives there, as the white man.
他们全家都搬到那个村庄叫 Meelan 的那个村庄去住大家都称呼他为白人。
This name was not a compliment. If anything, it showed all of the ways that people had hurt them.
被称为白人呢，并不是一个赞美之词，而是代表那些人呢，来伤害过这些印第安人。
But after the Meelan family learned the language and they began to help the people with medicine and in other ways, they began to call him a different name. They called him the respectable white man.
当他们这家家庭呢，他们学了他们的语言，这些印第安人的语言，而且用医药来帮助他们的时候呢，他们就改了他们对他们的称呼，叫做可敬的白人。
When the Meelan family began adopting the customs of the people gave them greater acceptance, and they gave him yet another name. They referred to Doug as the white Indian.
就是他们这个当他们开始接受他们的习俗，开始这样的生活的时候呢，他们就给他不同的名字叫做白色印第安人。
Then one day, as Doug was washing the dirty, blood-covered foot of an injured village boy.
当有一天Doug 这位传教士呢，开始在洗涤这个一个受伤的印第安人的小孩的脚的时候呢。
He overheard people talking and they were saying this, whoever heard of a white man washing an Indian's foot before?
他就听到旁边有人在讲说，我什么时候看过白人来洗这个印第安人小孩的脚呢？
They said to each other, certainly this man is from God.
显然的，这个人一定是神派来的。
And from that day on, whenever Doug would go into an Indian home, it would be announced.
从此以后呢，每一次这个 Doug 呢要去拜访一个印第安家庭的时候呢，有人就这样宣告。
It would be announced, here comes the man God sent us.
有人这样的宣告，这个一个神差派来的人来了。
Dear brothers and sisters, as we follow Jesus through humble service, it's my prayer that people will see Jesus in us and that they would choose to trust him too.
这是我的祷告，我希望说当我们谦卑的服事来跟随主的时候呢，我们就别人就可以从我们身上看到主耶稣基督，在我们身上活出来。
How is God calling you to serve humbly?
神是如何呼召你来做服事的呢？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear God, thank you for your great example.
亲爱的天父，真的感谢你给我们一个很伟大的榜样。
Thank you for showing us what it looks like to serve humbly.
如何来指示我们如何来做谦卑的服事。
God, I ask that you would reveal if we have any sinful attitudes in our heart.
你也让我们看到我们自己在心里面是有多么的多的罪恶。
God, help us to follow the example of Jesus Christ.
神啊，帮助我们来跟随主耶稣来效法他的榜样。
And I pray that as we serve humbly, that people will come to faith in your Son.
我也祈祷说，当人看到我们这样谦卑的服事的时候，他们也看到了主耶稣基督。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.